Way to go, Blake.
Back.
So did you guys see that Kyrie announced yesterday,
Back.
Speaking of Blake, that he was taking three personal days? He would be missing their road trip, the Nets road trip. Turn off your mic or your buzz.
How do I do that?
I think mute.
So on the iPad? On the console?
I think. Try it.
Okay.
Listen, we all need vacation days.
Oh, no, still going on.
Yep.
Maybe it's mine. I don't know.
I've never had an athlete.
His birthday is today.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
We find out his birthday is today. The last time he said he had to take personal time for a family matter, it was his sister's birthday. He's just taking off every birthday he can.
It's incredible. There's never been an athlete who has forced me more to want to side with ownership. Like, he's really stress testing my... The players are the talent, so they should be in charge thing.
Speaking of Blake and Kyrie and the team he plays on, I have a little bit of Blake-centric audio.
Oh, good.
He was, this is the day you, one of the days you were gone. Was it last week or the week before?
Yeah, week before.
I was doing the show with one Julie Dobbs.
Mm-hmm. I heard the show.
I was there.
Blake told a joke. And Julie didn't lay out properly. I think Durant is more experienced as a coach, right? Because doesn't he coach? Does he co-coach the Nets? How does that work, Blake?
Yeah, I think he is one of the co-coaches with Kyrie Irving and James Harden.
Is Harden one of the coaches, too, now?
Yeah, yeah, and he got drafted by KD as well, as it did Kyrie, so it's actually going to be a three-man team coaching.
We're going to have a lot of cooks in the kitchen here for this team. But
here's the thing, though. If Team LeBron does win, I've heard that KD might go to Team LeBron next year.
Okay.
That's my next chapter joke by...
That's Blake comedy.
Kevin
that's
Durant.
Blake comedy.
I followed it, but I just looked at Julie to see if she did, and
didn't.
She did not.
Okay, so there's somewhat fault on you, though, Dan, because you know you're working with a nice person who also doesn't necessarily know the rules, so you needed to give the swipe.
But we got a good Julie drop out of that. Okay.
Okay. It's very dismissive.
Gotta pull the layout. It's tough to pull the layout on Zoom when we're all making the hand signal. No, 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 no.
A ticket coworker texted me after Blake said something last week that I believe was right around when I was not listening, so maybe it was ignored. But he said this was a new metal bats. I think it's borderline. You tell me if this is a new metal bats from Blake.
And I remember him saying, like, it was a
that's really
what's something unexpected about being your height. And he's like, well, it drives me nuts that the top of the fridge is always dirty.
He was also part of the crew that took down the Monstars. Space Jam.
Hold on, listen to the full.
He was also part of the crew that took down the Monstars. Space Jam.
It's not really metal bats, but that doesn't make it any less funny.
It's still
Pokemon
funny.
Space Jam. Video games. Space Jam.
Back. Now,
Pokemon joke.
Would this be the same ticket coworker who noticed or back to Pittsburgh when none of us did, or someone
yes.
different? Okay.
He's got
he was
an
also
eye.
Part of the crew that took down the Monstars. Why is he obsessed with me? Space Jam.
The Space Jam floater at the
I wasn't expecting that one. It comes out of nowhere. Space Jam.
Space Jam.
Also, speaking of Blake,
hey,
he's great right. at... One of the reasons I actually like Blake is he loves lists, and I love lists as well. I'm a list guy. I have a few of them in front of me right now. I have a ton of them on my phone, and I'll write down something on my list just so I can check it off, so I can have the satisfaction. Something I had done this morning, I'll write it on the list to make sure I can check it off. But Blake has lists as well, and one list he wanted to start keeping were the odd things that we were doing 1 year ago today. Since last year was such an unprecedented year, some of the things we talked about were odd at the time, and they might sound odd now, and he said he's been kind of keeping track and will alert me if and when there's ever some audio that relates to the 1 year ago today time frame. And I think we have something from March 23rd, 2020.
We do. And it's been weird going back through that audio just because it seems like forever ago and there's just so much lying ahead and we just don't know what we're in for.
We didn't know.
And, yeah, Dan has a moment here kind of similar to the whole God won't strike my house with lightning thing.
Oh, no.
And let's take a listen.
I'm not saying until it's gone. I'm saying until it's reached a critical mass to a point where it's not really news if you anybody you hear about, quote, has it or gets it, right? Because it's just so common.
And when I'm just keep thinking I won't get it because I'm being so extra precautionary, but I don't know if that's true.
Speaking about the coronavirus.
And first guys on the ticket to get the coronavirus.
Although,
old Dan and Jake.
If we want to claim a win there, there was a point, because that was around the time that everyone's like, is this going to tarnish Rudy Gobert forever? And as the numbers were going up and up and up and up and up and up, it just seemed to me like, yeah, you're not going to really remember which celebrities had it. They're all going to have it. That was my point there, which I, you know, I thought was a great one.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I got to stop saying things.
You got to stop? Look at my face.
Well, do you think Jake handled this with poise, or do you think he mocked you?
I don't want you to get it. I want to be clear.
Go on.
But.
Yeah.
If I had to do a draft of the funniest people to get it here, you're a 1-1.
See, that's why I'm always being made fun of, because I'm the guy that cleans the studio before doing the show. No one else does that.
Yeah.
No one else purchases their own can of Lysol and their own Clorox wipes and comes in and cleans up the, you know, sprays their microphone and wipes down the studio. That was only me.
Let me ask you this. How much of that was because you sit where Norm sits right after Norm sits? If it was just Craig or Corby, would you have still brought the hazmat in?
Fair point.
The point is you do it. The point is you do it.
Right, and I'm well known as that person, so it did seem like if anybody was going to... you would throw the air quotes term germaphobe at me. I didn't think it was really warranted, but maybe compared to everyone else who lives in their own slop, yes. And I was the tallest midget in that room.
I have one more, and let's see if Jake follows through with his promise here.
Why?
Because you take so many precautions.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To
it would just
yourself.
Figure that I'm the one that gets it.
Right. And I think if I were going
like I'm not
to...
touching my kids.
Right.
Or my wife.
And you've been extremely thorough about germs for years.
Yeah.
And you don't deserve this. And that's why if you got it, I would privately laugh.
So as Dan is laying down between segments, really struggling with this virus, you're just over there privately laughing at him?
Yeah, there were no laughs in my life around the time that Dan was sick because I forgot to understand that if he got it, I was probably going to get it, or if I got it, he was probably going to get it. There was nothing fun about that. Now, if you're asking me if he had got it and I didn't, would I have laughed? The answer remains yes.
So that was 1 year ago today, huh?
Yep, March 23rd. He was also part of the crew that took down the Monstars.
250, this is the ticket.
Space Jam.
The Ticket merch store is open.